Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Harper at the half. We are halfway through Bryce Harper's 13-year, $330 million contract with the Phillies. Can this be a true success without a World Series championship? I believe so. I don't need it to have a World Series title for the Bryce Harper era here in Philadelphia to be a success. Hugh Douglas, Mr. Ring Culture over here. Yes, he says it needs to have that World Series. It needs to have that. Otherwise, there's not a success here.
Icing on the cake, man.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. See, we already have a cake. We've baked a good cake here. It's just icing.
No, I mean, the cake is good. I'm not disputing whether or not that's the case, but...
You came on here today talking about people shouldn't have fun on July 4th.
Well, I didn't say they shouldn't have fun. I said you shouldn't overeat just to be overeating.
Yeah.
That's something totally different. You know, just to eat just because the food is there, that seems like a lot.
What's a holiday?
Yeah, but it's okay. So on the holidays, that's an excuse to just eat as much as you want.
Yeah, and drink as much as you want.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind.
Debauchery.
Drink as much as you want and debaucherize.
But we know you don't eat and drink at the same time.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. I'm either going. It's either one or the other.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. But go ahead.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it's the culture that has developed over the years, Joe. And I don't subscribe to it, but it's a fact. When you hear people talk about, especially fans. When you hear them talk about their favorite athlete, if a championship is not next to their name, then they're not as good. They're not as great. And that's the way we think nowadays. I'm not saying that it's the right way to think, but that's the way most fans think of it when they think of transitional or like players like that.
Yeah, special players. So I'm glad you said that because I want to bring up an athlete that we all know very well in this city. And ironically, he wore the same number as Bryce Harper. If I polled 100 people in Philadelphia and I said, was the Allen Iverson era with the Sixers a success? Yes.
You know why?
And they got similarly, they got to one championship round, right? The World Series, NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. The Phillies got closer to winning, right? They were up in the series 2-1. Sixers just won the first game with the step over of Tyronn Lue. People reminisce about Allen Iverson. I think 15, 20 years from now, we will reminisce about Bryce Harper and Bedlam at the Bank and the big moments, even if there's no parade, because he played well, just like AI.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, and they're totally different kinds of personalities, but they both connected with the people. People loved Allen Iverson, even though the team didn't win a championship. People love Bryce Harper, even though they haven't won a championship. I think there's some similarities.
I think you draw a good comparison, but this is the difference between the two. Allen played in an era where, like, the ring culture was it was prevalent, but he was on a bad squad.
And he carried a team.
And we saw that.
Yep.
And we love AI because he was Mighty Mouse, in a sense. Mm-hmm. He was a smaller guy. He was smaller in stature. And he overcame a lot. He played through a lot of physical ailments. And that's why we love him here. But to your point, it's the same comparison, but the biggest difference is this. Bryce Harper came in the favorite son. Bryce Harper came in and became the fanatic light.
Well, and he was
the pander in the chief.
He was also, when he got here, the face of baseball, superstar.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
It was, a lot was expected.
And here's another thing. And it's not fit. Like, I'm not saying all this to say that it's fair. But let's be honest, as fans, we move the line for certain athletes. We do. And that's just the reality of it. We move the line. But for Bryce to have reckless speculation here, but it feels like that's the case. He has a lot of say upstairs about some of the moves that are made with this team.
Well, with a couple things that are clear. He in 2020, he held up money signs when JT would get hits, like basically saying to the front office, pay him.
Yes.
And then the year before they signed Trey, I think Bryce was hurt at the time, and he was on the broadcast, and he said Trey Turner is his favorite player to watch in baseball.
And
so there's obviously a lot
and
there.
And that's why Bryce Harper is held, in my opinion, to a different standard than any other athlete that you compare him to. Because Allen Iverson was us. He was one of us. You know, and the aura that was Allen Iverson, we appreciate and we love that underdog, gritty mentality.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Allen was. He embraced that. He embodied that. He was Rocky, if you will. And I think that's why people endeared themselves to him. And then in that finals, to win that first game and have that viral moment when he stepped over Tyronn Lue, people remember that. But let's be honest, Shaq, Kobe, and that support, man, it was an uphill battle
totally.
All day.
Now, to be fair, the Astros were way better than the Phillies, too, right? They won 100-something games. The Phillies won 88 games, like 87 games. Now, who was a bigger underdog? I don't know. Probably the Sixers to the Lakers. But they were both underdogs, and neither won. I'm just saying, if we consider AI a success in his era, Bryce is a success, even if they don't win. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phones here, and then we'll play some of the Bryce and his connection to this fan base, which is obvious. I mean, he is connected here and gone out of his way to connect, whether by hook or by crook, the whole time. People love Bryce Harper, and since the time he got here. Jay is in West Philly on WIP. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, yo. This got to be the silliest thing you ever said.
What's that?
Jay, come in, sweet.
What you mean, what you said?
He's throwing
hooks.
The
silliest thing you ever said. You giving him a pass because he ain't won the championship?
No, it's not a pass. I'm saying the error is a success, even if they don't win.
You give him a pass. Nah. You said if you don't win a championship, I'm okay with it. I'm all right.
Well, I still would consider it a success. I mean, I said it clearly.
He's the right fielder. He's the first baseman. And you letting this frog get away with everything?
Has the fraud? Hold on.
Joe. They need to go. They need to go.
Hold on a second.
But this fraud coming here, stabbing people in the back, and
stop.
You let them go.
All right, so let's go through it. So
Who's stabbing the back?
I don't know. Let's go through.
He stabbed Reese in the back.
Let's go through the fraud, as you say, Jay. The fraud that has the best numbers in the history. In the history of the postseason for the Phillies. What do we say about that?
Yeah, let that wrist be all right if they give him a contract extension. How fast you grab that pen?
So we're just going to ignore things. We're going to ignore facts.
If it wasn't for Dean Segura, they wouldn't have went to the World Series. They're CNI single, but everybody, Bryce let them in. He also let them to sign them other dudes. Signed everybody, Schwarber, Castellanos, everybody.
The Schwarber thing hasn't worked out for them.
Do I got a championship?
Bryce Harper is the highest OPS in the history of the Phillies postseason. He has more home runs than anybody in the history of the franchise in the postseason.
No way.
Yeah, because they need more than him, Jay.
Because it's extra rounds now.
Because of what?
Extra wild card rounds. He's a bum.
Okay, he's a bum. You're a joke, Jay. You are a joke.
I'm not a joke when you're giving him a
you
pass.
You are a joke. To call him a bum, you are a joke.
You got a Super Bowl winning quarterback at the start of two Super
we
Bowls,
off and running now.
But you keep getting oil.
No, Jay. No, see, here's why. Here's the problem. Jay, here's the problem. We'll put Jay on hold. The problem is Jay's listening comprehension skills are bad. I mean, they're not even close to good. They're bad. Earlier in the show, I said, Bryce Harper, since he got here, has been one of the 10 to 15 to 20 best players in baseball. Did I say he's a top five player? Do I think he's as good as Aaron Judge? No. Mm-hmm. Do I think he's as good as Shohei Ohtani? No. Because I'm not ridiculous about it, Jay. I say the same thing about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. I don't think Jalen Hurts is as good as Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. I do the same thing for Bryce Harper. I never sit here and say he's better than Ohtani or he's better than Aaron Judge. He's not. He's a really good player. That's all I say, just like I say it about Jalen Hurts. But you can't listen because you just have nonsense you want to spew. Go ahead, Jay.
if he the GM and the best player on the team, and he keep, the team keeps descending every year, but you said you're going to give him a pass, for what?
Well, I didn't say I'm giving him a pass. You said I'm giving him a pass.
You want to be the best player? You want to do all this pandering stuff? You want to read up on Philadelphia, say all the right quotes, and then come in here and stink?
Well, how, see, when you say, many, when you say, no, no, when you say, who cares what he wears? When you say stinks, you come off as a moron. I mean, just a total moron. How do you say
no,
he stunk?
He stinks. Did he win? Why don't Nationals win a title after he left?
Did Allen Iverson stink in Philadelphia?
He was overrated, too. He had 1 year.
Did Donovan stink? Did Donovan stink?
No, he has a sustained.
Hold on. Timeout. Donovan McNabb's era is a success, but Bryce Harper's isn't. What's the difference?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He went to 5 NFC Championship games. That's
He went to one Super Bowl and he lost.
Yeah, he lost to the cheating team. Now back to these frauds.
The Astros are a cheating team. It's the same thing.
It is fraud, Harper.
Oh, no. You're caught now. You're caught because your logic is ridiculous. If you think the McNabb era is a success and Bryce isn't, you're lying to yourself. The Phillies are becoming close to as successful as your Eagles teams did, Hugh. I mean, it's actually...
I'm not.
I know you're not. I'm just saying, because it kind of hit me that Jay went there. It's pretty close. It's, you know, obviously a lot of playoffs, one trip to the championship, to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And a loss.
Didn't win it.
Bryce has 6.5 years left to fix this. Obviously, Donovan couldn't get over the hump, and that was unfortunate because Donovan was a heck of a quarterback. But to consider Donovan's era success and this not, Jay, you don't make any sense.
I do make sense.
No, you
don't make no sense. Donovan had a sustained period of winning.
And what's this? What are the Phillies done the last 4 years?
They went backwards every year.
They've won more games every year. They've won more games every year.
I think what Jay is talking about in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're regressing.
Yeah.
You keep talking this regular season stuff. You don't give Donovan no respect. You don't give Jalen no respect.
Donovan was a very good player and had a successful career. Do you listen?
Quarterback, second best quarterback in the history of this team.
Who's that?
Donovan.
I agree. Yeah, Donovan. It's Jalen and Donovan. I know that.
Even best first baseman that ever played for the Phillies.
What?
What? Yeah, who the best? He ain't better than Ryan Howard.
Well, he is a better player than Ryan Howard.
No.
I mean,
he's not.
He sure is.
Look at the stats.
So no, I mean, I know the stats.
Half a year for Ryan Howard.
He's a better player than Ryan Howard.
The disrespect, y'all, this love y'all got for these.
Well, I just think he's a better player. I mean, he's gonna go down with a better career. I mean, you realize that, right?
Yeah, because you got all them steroids you've been using.
Well, now we recklessly speculate.
I know. Jay, happy 4th of July. I mean, like, sometimes you just let people just lie. I mean, Jay just told 7 lies in one phone call.
Jay came in hot.
Yeah.
He came in.
No, it's funny. Obviously, and you could feel this every time Jay calls. Bryce Harper has to connect it with Jay in West Philly, right? Like
he hasn't.
He has. I mean, do you hear that? But I do think for most fans, Bryce Harper has a connection with a lot of the fan base. All right, let's hear some of that. Bryce Harper, after his 300th home run, talking about the fans and the connection here in Philadelphia.
I love being a Philly. I mean, plain and simple. It's something I dreamed about. You know, just really, you know, this fan base, this city, I love them. I really do, plain and simple. I feel like I'm, you know, part of this family, and they're part of our family as well. And there's nothing like it. I mean, I go on and on. I mean, everybody thinks I pander a lot, but it's real. I mean, it's so real. It's from the bottom of my heart, and you know, I'm just thankful to, you know, put this jersey on every day.
He was talking to you there, Hugh Douglas.
No, I mean, he does. He know he does. I mean, and that's okay. I mean, the fans love it. The fans love it, man. It's okay. It's unfortunate for Bryce. Bryce has had a successful career up to this point. What, 8-time All-Star, 2-time MVP?
345 home runs.
345 home runs. That, we're not talking about that. But we're talking about is his legacy here.
Right, yep.
And to have those type of numbers and not win a championship, I think that most fans look at that and be like, that's not good.
Well, but he wouldn't be the first, and he won't be the last.
No, he won't be the first.
I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. had a wonderful career.
Yes, he did.
No championship. Didn't even get to a World Series.
But the culture has changed, Joe. And it's all athletes are measured by that. It's not the rules that I make. It's just what I hear on a daily basis. When I hear these kids
talk. You could
talk,
be an agent of change, Hugh Douglas.
No, it's not. It's not. It's never
Instead of perpetuating
change.
Silly
it's
stuff.
It's never going to change. Well, you know what? I take that back. Because now there has been a pushback, especially in the NBA, of younger players saying that, you know, the rings are not as important. But I don't subscribe to that, because that's your legacy. It's a lot of guys that have played in championships that are like the fringe guys, that when that ring carries weight.
Oh, I mean, like a guy like Robert Horry in the NBA won a million rings.
It carries weight, man. And I don't subscribe to that. I don't think it's the end all to be all. I think that's unfair. I think that part is unfair, but that's the way most people think. When they think of their teams and they think of their generational players, I should say, not transitional, generational players, they think of guys that brought championships to their team. LeBron, for him to go back to Cleveland and win in the fashion that he won in, regardless of how you feel or what side you fall on, as far as the debate goes, Michael or LeBron.
It put him into a different stratosphere.
When
he did that, he went from, I thought, no matter what, an all-time great to, like, he's in the conversation of the GOAT.
Kevin Durant, you could say what you want about him, but he understood that, and he went out and got two of them. Like, that's what it's about. When you talk about, who was it, Damian Lillard and those other cats, Spider, those cats, like, they were all mentioned in that same breath as some of the great players. They're not even talked about like that anymore because they didn't win.
So I understand that. But I also think in baseball, there's only so much one great player can do. Like Mike Trout, for example. Now, you could say Mike Trout's a loser for staying with the Angels all these years, right? But when he was young, and he was the best player in baseball an extended stretch, he only got to the playoffs once. It wasn't his fault. And I look at Bryce Harper and I say, He has performed as well as anyone we've ever watched in the postseason. And it's not just like one series where you're like, oh, it's a small sample.
He has a moment. He has some great moments.
I mean, he's got and his overall numbers in the postseason are legendary, like some of the best ever. When Devin was on with us the other day, she mentioned it. I was looking up this morning. I'm like last year against the Mets, they went out in four games. His OPS was over 1,000. Like, he did what basically he could do, and it still wasn't enough to even get him to a game five.
You know what the problem is, though, Joe, is this. And again, it's unfortunate that that's how people think, but this is how fans think. Bryce Harper, for the most part, when I think of him as a guy who has handpicked some of the guys that are here. We're getting good pitching, and we're still falling short. And it's not fair, but that's the way people think, and that's the reason why I feel like most people think that if he doesn't win a championship, it's a failure.
Yeah, I'm curious where people come down today. 215-592-9494. Can the Bryce Harper era be a success without a World Series ring? I mean, they've been to World Series already. They were up 2-1. We know what happened there at the end of that World Series. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't have a crystal ball. I would like to think the Phillies are going to win one with him. But I don't know. I mean, they may have already missed their best shot being in the World Series, being up 2-0 in the NLCS, being up 3-2 against Arizona. I don't know where this goes. All I know is this. Even if they don't win one with them, I will consider the era a success. 215-592-9494. Let's hear one more Bryce on the fans. This is post NLDS 2022 talking about what it's like here in Philadelphia.
You know, when I think back in, 2015, 16, 17, 18, all the way through, Jason Moore said, there's nothing like Philly when it's winning, right? That's what it's all about. You know, when you see the alumni that come back and they all talk about it from the 80 and, 93 team, they all talk about, this city does and how they get behind you and, how fiery they are and how passionate they are. And I think every single night we see that. And, for them to be able to come out the last 2 days, it's been so much fun. I said yesterday, I kind of just sat there and was like, whoa, like this is incredible. This is insane. It's electric. We do have the best fans in baseball. I mean, I've never heard a stadium louder than that. And it's incredible to see. I'm just excited for the opportunity to do this. And, hopefully Friday we get back. I know it's going to be jamming again and it's going to be rocking. Hopefully, we're right where we need to be.
So when I heard that, and I re-listened that this morning, it is true. I mean, it's an incredible fan base. Citizens Bank Park has become a place over the last 3.5 years that is a party again. And I think back to the time before he got here. I mean, you could stand in left field and shout out to someone in right field some of those years in 2015, 2016.
You could hear him.
Nobody was there. Beautiful ballpark. Only 10 years in, 11 years in. No one cared. No one went. The team was dormant. And do they get back to this level if he didn't? I think it's fair, Hugh, and when you brought up and one of our callers brought up, he's kind of the de facto GM, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're gonna talk about him, we also have to say, well, maybe he wanted Trey here, right? And Trey hasn't been great or whatever. But if he doesn't sign here, do any of the other guys follow? And then what are they? If it was almost like a domino effect, right? Mm-hmm. He came and then the team came alive again. Now, they haven't been good enough to win the World Series. I hear you. But if he doesn't show up and they don't land him, what does this look like?
Yeah. I mean, from a financial perspective, yes, it's a success. When you talk about rejuvenating a fan base, yes, it's a success. But I would ask those fans that are listening in earshot of this station right now, when they signed Bryce Harper, what was your first thought? And I would guess that probably was, if it wasn't your first, it was definitely your second World Series. Because you feel the way that most fans feel. Yeah, he's going to get the players here. He's going to get the right guys. He's going to push the right buttons. And they're going to put themselves in position to win the World Series. Yeah. Now, this story isn't done.
No.
It's not written yet.
And they're in first place right now. I mean, like, this could change in October.
It definitely can. But I feel that for most people, especially since I remember what it felt like when we won the World Series. And I remember the tears coming down people's faces. And I remember some of the stories that I heard about people talking about how long it's been since they felt this way and how long it's been. And while you're playing, that was the first time a championship that I can remember that was brought to Philadelphia. And I remember vividly, it was cold that day. And that's when guys were climbing poles and falling off of stuff and wilding out.
Yep.
And I told you about the intern that used to work here that was crying and talking about how much this meant to him. That was the beginning of it. And people wanted to feel that feeling. And then when you won the Super Bowl, like, that's this city's different when it's like this. And you know what? And coming from the perspective of somebody who's played here and didn't win a championship, that's one thing as I get older, and I'm pretty sure my teammates that work here, they'll say the same thing. It's regrettable because you see, I mean, even though we get treated great here, thank you to all the fans that remember and all that stuff. I mean, I appreciate it. But one of the biggest regrets that I have is going to the Super Bowl and not winning it. You know what I mean? Because that's different.
Mm-hmm.
That's a feeling that I don't know what that feels like. You know, when I see Coop and those guys, and I'm a little envious because I'm like, damn, this cat only been in the league for a year. And he already knows what it feels like to win in a city as great as Philadelphia. Like, wow. I mean, I admire that. No question about it. I admire that. And he knows, like, he's on another side of that.
Yep.
And I think that when people see Bryce and all the stuff that he's doing, in the back of their mind, they might be okay with it now, but in the back of their mind, if it doesn't end with a championship, they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, here's the word I would use. I think it'd be bittersweet because the sweetness is, hey, they revived the franchise. Hey, mm-hmm. He lived up to his end of the bargain. They went to the World Series. You know, there's going to be a bunch of playoff appearances. They matter again. But there'd be some bitter to it. Like, man, they They had this player. They had this guy that few of us probably thought they could ever land in free agency, and they didn't finish the job. Brett in Newark is up. What's up, Brett?
Hey, guys. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Hey, happy 4th of July.
You too, Brett. What's up, man? What are you feeling on the Harper thing?
I think this is a tremendous success so far, and at the end of the tenure, we'll look back and say this is a great success, whether we win a World Series or not.
I mean, how? I'm curious, how? How is it a success?
I say that because, you know, I've watched baseball for my whole life, and to see the up and downs of the Phillies and the non-success that we had, to be in the playoffs, to get the chance to have the ring in our hands, I think that's a success. It's so hard in baseball to reach the pinnacle, to get to the end, to win the World Series. Just getting to the playoffs, to give yourself a chance to get the World Series, is a blessing in itself in my eyes.
Yeah, and Brett, to go off what you're saying, you know, you're talking about the history of the Phillies and how hard it is. Like, we can make a case right now that this run, right, they're on from 2022, 2023, 24, this year so far, this might go down as the third best era in franchise history, even if they don't win one, right? You have the late 70s, early 80s. Obviously, that there's a championship. You have 07 to 11. We know what happened there, a title and another trip. Brett, this might be the third best era they've ever had, which kind of speaks to what the Phillies have been for all these years.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, we can't take it for granted. Like, it's great right now in Philadelphia baseball and all sports, really, for the most part. It's amazing to watch. It's amazing to be a part of. But I want to dive into a little bit of the psychology of baseball and why it's so difficult, even for a guy like Bryce Harper. You know, your stars, your best players are going to fail 7 out of 10 times. Your best player is Bryce Harper hitting 300. He's going to hit the ball 3 out of 10 times for a base hit. He's going to get 4 at-bats a game to make his impact. Your best player is getting 4 chances. Your worst player at the 9-hole in the lineup is also going to get 3 to 4 chances probably to make an impact. You know, as opposed to, say, football, you know, the quarterback's got the ball in his hands every single play to make an impact, to change the
whole
level.
He's right. This is true. This is Brett speaking facts here. Like in basketball, like it's as if the fifth guy on the floor, like the fifth best player, gets as many shots as the best player. It doesn't happen.
Right, exactly. You know, your best player in basketball is going to get 20, 30 chances to shoot. Your worst player is going to get 5 to 10.
Right.
You know, that doesn't happen in baseball. Your best player is
this guy's speaking fact. Well, he's trying to say, Hugh, is that baseball players only have so much impact.
I didn't say. See, Brett, this is.
See, Brett's speaking facts.
Brett. I started this whole conversation with saying that most fans are illogical. You bring in way too much logic.
Well, no, I invited logic.
No,
I invited Brett.
I'm trying to. Brett, listen. I understand where you're coming from, and I get what you're saying. This is an illogical conversation that we're having with fans. I need you to get out of your logic bubble.
No, stay in there, Brett. Don't listen to him.
And get into your fan bubble.
See, Brett's a fan, regular fan.
No,
he gets it.
No, Brett's in his logic bubble.
Brett, good call. Brett gets it.
Get out of that logic bubble.
So get out of there. So to win the debate today and getting people on your side, you're asking people to be illogical.
No, I'm asking people to be logical. I am asking you to be the fan that you are when you go to the game. Now, Brett strikes me as the type of guy that when he goes to the game, if they win or lose, his mood is not affected.
No, I don't believe that.
I believe that.
No, I believe that
to be the case. I believe that Brett is the type of individual. The way that he just broke down baseball for me that I didn't really need to hear.
I mean, he was right.
Right now. He was right. I ain't trying to hit that. Yeah.
You know what? This has been an hour of filibuster because Hugh doesn't want to go to the block party. You don't want to go to the block party.
I'm not filibustering. What I'm saying is this. Most fans are illogical. The dudes that paint, we got 50-year-old fans out there still painting their face, man.
What
the hell is wrong with those
people? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, leave people alone.
That's fun. You don't like to have fun. That's fine.
No, just because you don't like block parties. 215-592-9494.
Okay, fine.
This is all because you don't want to attend the block party.
Y'all taking what I'm saying out of context.
Well, that's what people do to me every day. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls. We'll hear the best moment of the Bryce Harper era, and we'll dive into a little bit. What do we expect in the next 6.5 years? Touch and go, obviously, now with the wrist stuff and as he ages. Bryce Harper, we're halfway through the contract. Is this a success if they don't win a World Series? Where do you come down? Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.